Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, after a couple of days to absorb Thursday night, it doesn't get any easier to absorb it, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, obviously, you got to move on, Schultze. But no, I mean, if, to sit there and say there's not a little bit of a bitter pill in my mouth or our mouths, of course there is. There's no question. But again, you got to move on, man.
Coaches, fans, players, everybody is always going to second guess officials. It comes with the territory. I get that. You get that. But I've never seen a tripping call on a goalie before while he's trying to save a puck. What explanation were you given to that call?
I didn't really. I didn't ask for an explanation, to be honest. It was pointless at that particular time. It was a penalty, so I can't worry about the. I can't worry about, you know, why he called it. I got to worry about us killing it off and then us pulling our goaltender and us trying to score a goal. I mean, that's what it's about at that time, Schultz. You can't sit there and have a. You can't have a big debate with the referee at that particular time.
I thought you guys not only killed that great, but executed great with the extra attacker situation, too.
Well, we made some hockey plays. That was the biggest thing. It wasn't anything on the chalkboard. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Aaron Miller just pounded it, and it bounced correct. It just bounced good off the end wall right to Alex. And so we got a little puck luck, you know, so that's great. Things need to happen that way every now and then.
Anyone who saw Twitter saw you with the referees after the game. Clutching and grabbing was a point of emphasis in the NHL a long time ago. They seem to do a really good job of sticking with that enforcement. The college game, to me, hasn't done a great job of sticking with that enforcement.
No, they haven't at all, and it bothers the heck out of me. And it's been a bone of contention with me for a long time. I talk to Greg Shepard all the time. To me, any open hand is a hold. The world I grew up in, if you put your hand on somebody, that's called a hold. And if you don't put your hand on somebody, it's not a hold. To me, it's pretty simple, Schultze. There's no gray area right there. So, yeah, I'm with you.
There is no one set of rules enforcement and rules emphasis, though, in college. Every league has their own guy. Is that part of the problem?
Probably. I mean, we should maybe have a guru. We talked about it. We should have a guru who's in charge of the six leagues and have the referee and, you know, have the referee in chiefs. We should have one guru. I don't think there's any question. And that guru is the one that obviously he makes sure, and he works with the lead referee in each league, and then they obviously, you know, there's the trickle effect, the trickle down effect, Schultz. There's the flow chart. I mean, it's pretty simple. You got your CEO, you know, then you got your presidents, then you got your vice presidents. We should have a flow chart. There's no question, Schultz, that there's one person in command, and he works with the six other, you know, vice presidents, and the vice presidents work with all the referees.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Minnesota State just won their fourth straight McNaughton Cup. Tom, you were the last team to win it in 2017 other than them. You know how hard it is to win that thing. Four straight's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They've got a good program. They do a great job, and it's tough to do.
They've got makeup games next week. You've got a handful of makeup games this week. They've won a title, but that doesn't change anything with how this game's going to be played, does it?
I don't think so. I mean, I can't speak for them. I can only speak for us, but, you know, we don't ever talk about anything like that, so I don't know. So I wouldn't know. I hope not. I'm sure they don't talk about it either.
What did you like best about the game on Thursday?
I liked everything about the game on Thursday. There's probably nothing I didn't like, so... I just thought, again, we played a well-balanced game. I thought we made a lot of plays. I thought we were tight defensively. I can't ask anything. I can't ask any more out of our guys, and I'm sure Mike Hastings would say the same to his guys. It was a great hockey game.
You came back from a two-goal deficit, and isn't that part of the key of coming back from a deficit is don't worry about the second one, get the first one first?
Well, exactly. I mean, when you're down two, you just got to get one. And then once you're down one, you just got to let it play out. And we let it play out, and it took us till, I don't know, was it 32 seconds or whatever it was, or 22 seconds, whatever the number was on the clock when we scored it, but we scored it.
Home and road splits and records